Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lawrence Holmes is here and ready to go to continue the discussion about a major baseball acquisition in this town. Started out hearing that it was the Rosenthal report that they were pushing hard. I mentioned during the segment yesterday that somebody said they were optimistic from within the organization. The optimism proved founded. So Craig Kimbrel.
I love it. It's what you're looking, and they couldn't have a better day after. You know what I mean? To introduce, well, I haven't quite introduced them yet, but after last night, you're like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. They should probably do that.
Weird game.
It was one of those games where I think Cubs games over the last few years, you kind of have a feeling of, oh, this one's in the bag. I can go do whatever else I'm gonna do.
I flipped away.
That was not the case.
Like, I flipped away to watch some dreadful basketball.
I mean, I did too, but I knew that I was coming back.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it was one of those games where, like, oh, well, yeah, they've got eight runs now, but I'll flip back just to see what's going on.
You know, to me, you know what was patient zero for that feeling? It's the Washington Nationals series.
Ugh.
Even though they got out of that, that was some of the most garbage bullpen from both teams, but just some of the worst bullpen work I have ever seen. And it's felt like that since. It's kind of felt like that since.
I heard you guys on the drive in, and Connor, you were talking about like the way that Joe does his bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and how he works from the back to the starter.
Right.
And I think this is going to make things a lot easier for him. And like I was telling you guys yesterday, in his mind, it's probably from the back to the starter, him going with Kimbrel, Strope, and CJ Edwards.
Something like that.
I think that's what, and C-Sheck, you know, obviously like kind of mixed in there.
Matchup
for where
based.
Where he fits.
He's a little more, well, I shouldn't say rigid, but he's a little more stuck with, you know, two guys kind of being a little fungible in terms of 7 and 8. He's not Ned Yost, where this
Stop
guy has
it.
The sixth.
Twice already.
He's just terrible. He's just terrible.
White Sox will get a chance to see him this weekend after messing the bed in D.C.
I hope they pound the hell out of that Royals team.
I want that for the rest of my time. I absolutely hate the... Like, it's hard to hate the other teams in the division
right now.
But the
whole organization.
I hate...
I mean, the GM with making people watch, like, the anti-porn stuff.
They make themselves so easy to hate.
Yes.
And I hate them more because of that.
So
it's
really,
very strange.
I would like for the White Sox to get right and go do some work there. But that's not what we were talking. That's not why you called.
To
get back to what you were saying about it with him being a little bit rigid, the thing that I thought about when you were bringing it up on the fungible guys in the bullpen, you got to have special dudes. You got to have a hater. Like, you have to have like one of those guys.
Or a Miller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That you can say, look, I know that you're our ninth inning guy, but I need to get through this part of the lineup here in the sixth.
Uh-huh.
And I might need to bring you out for a batter in the seventh. Can you do that? And not everyone is wired that way.
No, that's absolutely true. And I think Kimbrel could be used that way if he's told that this is how things are go and his integration back into the major leagues goes fine. I'd like to be more innovative with the bullpen than Joe has been lately. I don't think it's necessarily been a detriment, but I would like to be a little bit more innovative with things. And I wonder, that's why it seems so clear that they're going to go and get another bullpen arm, more than likely, if the market's out there for one. Because if you do, let's say, deploy Kimbrel in the sixth of a, you know, fifth game of a playoff series, is just Strope enough for you to cover those last three or four outs? I think one more is probably needed.
What's interesting about them is the way their bullpen is constructed is that you have two piggyback guys too.
Correct.
That you have to allow for Montgomery and Chatwood to kind of occasionally, like, look, you might have to be on the back end of Darvish's four inning start or John Lester's four inning start.
Well, and then there's the other side of this too, and we didn't get to this much today, but when you get to the playoffs, and I could say when because that is the Cubs' stated goal going into this. They should be a playoff team. And you get into a five-game set, you don't need that fifth starter. There's no reason to talk about who that guy left out of the rotation is going to be now. Injuries happen, baseball happens, all that stuff. But if it's one of the guys that's currently starting now, take a pick, how can that guy be used? It's a question mark now, and it's probably not one that they've needed to stamp an answer on yet, but that's going to matter in a couple months.
The way that that guy is used is the get you out of a game guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really the only role, unless there's someone on the other team that has a particularly hard time with that pitcher, and maybe you find a place to deploy them strategically. But yeah, that guy is kind of relegated to, if we get down by 10 runs, I might need to throw you four innings.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting the other guys in the bullpen that I'll need for game three or four or whatever.
And that changes your leverage designation of a guy like Chatwood. Because obviously the answer would be, sure, Chatwood does that. But if you're already going to be taking a starter down, then how willing are you going to be to put Chatwood in with two on down one of the eighth?
I think that he has now increased his value.
No doubt.
Chatwood?
Yeah. I think that the way that you look at him, I'm not looking at him as a guy that goes into the rotation, but I think as far as what he can do and the things that he's apparently found, and there are a lot of guys who couldn't handle the discomfort of being a starter and then going into the bullpen. He seemed to have adjusted to it. And I think that that's great. And we're seeing the best out of him now. And I'm not sure that there's any reason to change this kind of nebulous role that he has inside Joe's bullpen.
There's something else we're going to talk about with Theo tomorrow. We listened back to the interview that he did at the ballpark yesterday. We couldn't play it on the air because the organ and the ambient music was so loud you could barely understand what anybody was saying, questions or answers. But Theo was talking about how they drafted pitchers this year and how their board fell, and he very casually mentioned anticipating rules changes in the game and how that affects pitching development.
Three batter minimum.
Mm.
I think that's most GMs are.
Yeah, the GMs have to think about, there's no more loogies and there's no more this guy can throw all he has at two guys here. The three batter minimum, they're already drafting.
You're forced into length.
They're drafting with that, being mindful of that. So we'll talk to you about that tomorrow.
So when do we think the Kimbrel thing will become official?
I would hope sometime in the next 23 hours.
Yeah, my assumption is today.
It'd be great if it happened in the next 45 minutes.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It could. But the question that I have is, are we also getting official Zobrist closure of any kind?
I don't think so. I think that door stays open until the end of the season. I don't think that they will feel it necessary to say anything one way or the other. I think they'll look at it as, if he says he wants to come back, then we'll figure it out.
Right.
Then, until then, all we know is all we know. So that's what I suspect is going to be the case.
If you bring him back for a month at the, whatever the prorated number is, probably something like $2 million for the final month and add that in, you're not allowed to make pickups after July 31st anymore. That's a guy that, if you want to think outside the box, if he's ready to play.
Hey, man, if the boat god is out here giving you 7 RBI games.
He's eligible.
Wow.
That's right, the Bodie Show.
And where are you relative to the tax? I'm thinking
you're getting close. It feels like
up against it.
Well,
now, is this like, remember the year that when Patrick Kane got hurt, and the Hawks, because he was hurt, was it Antoine Vermette?
Yes, brother named Twan.
They were able to add the brother named Twan, and I think they won the cup, right?
That was the last time they went to the playoffs. And won a series,
Yeah, but they got the advantage of having a guy go down and being able to loophole a rule. It's just like the found money that they've got right now.
Same thing with, why am I blanking? On Hossa, right? Isn't that what happened with Hossa too?
Well.
Where they were able to find some money?
Yeah, but that wasn't exactly like some lucky thing. It's like, wait a second, you're allergic to shirts.
But he was, though. He's had a horrible time with this thing.
Yes.
I'm told.
But for it to be an unmanageable career ending.
I mean, if you can't put the pads on, you can't put them on because you got the goop.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, I checked. You got the goop. Check the numbers. Kotz has it at $220 million, almost $221 million for the Cubs. They've added in the Craig Kimbrell number already.
Hmm.
So that's a lot of money.
You're doing some things.
246, though. That's the one you got to stay away from. Yeah, you got to press the gas pedal. You got a team that can win. You press the gas pedal.
Absolutely. Now, gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You can hear these guys. I'll see them. Thank you very much, Connor.
Absolutely.
We'll see these guys out in the bleachers tomorrow. We will all be at Wrigley Field tomorrow in the right field bleachers. Is that where we're going to be? Right field bleachers.
Right field.
Doing our shows. They'll be on from 9 until noon. I'll be on from noon until pregame like today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.